Marco.
Connor, he hasn't come on.
Thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I believe we're on 263 in section 26.
I have six people. I think we got into a conversation about homeless people when we were into 263.
Okay, so it's 264.
Unless you want to repeat 263, I have the comment items commented are on the right side. The half of that one.
Yeah, you broke up, so I didn't hear what you said.
I have the comment. Stories of the homeless, that's what we've mainly discussed, and I think
right.
Your comment was that the items commented were from the right side. So we did do something with 263, but if you want to repeat it, that's good too. About blessings have to have a vessel.
Right.
They don't just on empty places, you know.
Yeah, let's go with 264.
Okay.
And I'll start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutshab Rehu Ishkin David Hilu Urshimu Hilu Hilu Urshimu. Commanded the blessings, Dew is mentioned rather than oil. Dew is then the place for the blessing and not oil. But he replies, it is oil and it is dew, meaning that they are the same, because this dew is what the Holy One, blessed be he, drew out of the supernal oil, which comes out of the right side. My commentary is that this, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Are they trying to say that in a different frame of reference, sometimes all would be used and sometimes do was used? So in a way, they're the, you know, they're the same in unity, I guess we'd say.
Well, we know that oil is from the left column, but here it's
left column.
Well, no, actually, my mistake. Wine is left column. Water is right column. And oil is right column. Now, if you're talking about the relativity between water and oil, the oil is the left column of the right column, while water is the right column of the right column. And what this is saying is that within oil, you have dew, which is water. You have the condensation. So within the oil, there it's a liquid. There has to be water. And so that it becomes, since it's they're both right column, although there's a difference between them, it's saying because they're both right column, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought maybe it was the frame of reference was because with a woman, you don't have the little bit of oil. And so I thought they were trying to connect to that and yet introduce tall as well as being oil. I mean, dew.
Yeah, no, tall is dew. And dew is, how does dew come out of the air? It gets drawn out of the air somehow. And so put yourself back into, you know, biblical science. Would they have called the tall oil because it came, you know, comes out of the air? It just seems to appear naturally. So today we know that the water, the tall is water, dew is water that gets condensed out of the air.
I thought dew was a metaphor for the Mashiach.
It is. Because the dew is what will be, the oil and the dew is what will be utilized to anoint the Mashiach by the prophet, who will have been authorized by the Sanhedrin. But they're saying that that oil has to be from the right column. It has to be connected to Chesed, or it's not going to work.
And the dew is what's going to be used for the resurrection of the dead.
Correct.
Which is basically rebirth.
That's a metaphor for mercy. Because the dead represents judgment. The resurrected takes an injection of mercy.
Mm-hmm. So what realm are we talking about? Is that from the Keter of Chokhmah? Keter?
Chesed of Chachma.
Chesed of Chachma, okay.
Or it could be Chesed of Bina. Because Chachma and Bina are always together, so we don't really separate them. It's both.
I would have thought it was Chesed of Malkuth because the dew we find on the ground in the early morning. And so that was far off.
But this dew is the supernal dew. It's not the physical dew that we get on in Malkuth.
Okay.
It's kind of, we talk about all, which is olive oil, but talking about physical oil, you know, it's hidden, the petro, you don't know if you really find it.
You broke up, say again.
I was just talking about how we find oil in the ground, in the earth, petro oil.
Okay. It's not talking about that kind of oil.
Yeah.
It's talking about olive oil, or it's talking about oil that comes from other plants, canola oil, different things like that. But this is talking about the supernal oil. It's using it's the language of branches. It's describing what we know physically, oil that we know physically, that comes from growing things. But it's describing what does that mean? What is the essence of that oil in the spiritual world? We're using the physical description or the physical words to describe that something that is spiritual.
Right.
Should I go on, or are we staying here?
Go on.
Verse 265. Tireni nun Yain we shemen, we as luli terrain citrin, yain sli star, vimala shemen, please car yamina, umi citra diamina, naf ke birkan, lialma umi taman, eat meshach. Malkuta Kadisha Ugin Dishemanawa Itakan Litata Bakid Meta Shemin Aizdaman Leila Ariku Divirkan. The translation: there are two things, wine and oil. And they flow to two sides. Wine flows to the left and oil to the right. And from the right side, all blessings come forth and descend to this world. And from there, the holy kingdom, which refers to the kings of Israel, are anointed. Because oil is first prepared below, meaning that she had the pot of oil, which is the secret of the awakening from below. Then the oil was available from above, referring to the flowing of the blessings from above, which is a secret of the awakening from above, as it is written, upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments. Thoughts.
Um, I wonder if that family was a line of kingship. Not kingship, but high priest or Levites.
But what are you asking about the family that's the high priest?
I mean, the woman that had the vessel, just a little bit of oil, and then she had abundance of oil. Was that just the blessing we're talking about? Just thinking that.
That story is in the book of Prophets. I think it's in Judges or maybe in Samuel, but.
Okay.
But the story is there was a prophet whose name is Obadiah. And he's in the book of Prophets with one chapter that, because he was a convert from Esau, from Rome, he was married to a Jewish woman, he had converted, he became a prophet. And when the Romans declared various rights to be no longer allowed by the Roman law, many of the prophets became destitute. And he was wealthy, coming from a wealthy family out of Rome. So he supported something like 60 or more prophet families of prophets during this period.
Okay.
And then he died. And his wife was left now destitute because all of his wealth had been spent on these prophets. And so the creditors were coming to her and saying that they were going to take her children to pay off his debt. And so she went to Eli, I believe it was Eli, the prophet, and said, you know, I need help. And he said to her, based on the merit of your husband, there should be no problem. What do you have in your house? And she said, the only thing that's in the house is one jar of oil, and there's not much left. It's just, you know, a few drops that are left. And the prophet said, well, that's okay, because all you need is just a few drops. And then he blessed her. He told her to go have her children, who were going to be saved by this, borrow oil vessels in her house, but it had to be done behind closed doors, had to be concealed. And so the oil kept coming from heaven into as many vessels as she could borrow. And she, based on selling of this oil, she became not wealthy, but able to care for her children.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the story that we have been talking about in these verses. And as an aside, I think you've heard me talk about Baba Sali, who was he came from Morocco. He's from a long line of Kabbalists, and he was well known up until the early 90s when he passed. But Baba Sali had all of the mitzvahs, you know, all of the parties for the bar mitzvahs and the weddings that he would either officiate at or attend. He was known for taking a bottle of champagne or a bottle of wine, and he would pour 300, 400, 500 guests glasses of champagne from this one bottle that he never changed. So the technique was known in the biblical times, and it was still known today for those people who have the merit to be able to do it and know how to do it. So, but it's basically, the idea is that you're drawing the same element from the spiritual level and manifesting it in the physical level. It's a form of mind over matter. And it's done. But in order for Baba Sali to do what he did with so many, you know, a bottle of wine will take maybe 5 glasses or 10 glasses at most. He was doing hundreds. But he had to keep the bottle under a towel so no one could see what he was doing. And this is the spiritual lesson from these verses, is that you need to conceal in order to reveal. And if you've ever asked the question, why do we wear clothing? And the typical answer on the physical level is you wear clothing to keep clean, or you wear clothing to keep warm. But the real reason you wear clothing is to conceal your body until it is time to reveal your body. And when are you revealing your body is within your marriage. But even then, the sexual activity should be done under the covers and in the darkness of the room. So everybody is quiet, so I don't know what to do now, except we're almost out of time.
Okay.
But are there any questions on 255 and 254 and 5?
Yes, sir.
We have a class in the RE tonight at the 7 o'clock class. That's 7 o'clock West Coast time. So I will see you then.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.